For a brief moment this afternoon, things get pretty tense at a South Tampa Chamber of Commerce candidate forum.
Your organization is spreading lies.
That's Joe Rudner, who's running for the State House's District 58 seat. He's enjoyed a degree of notoriety as the owner of a well-known Tampa strip club, but here he wears his political hat. He says the chamber is falsely accusing him of supporting Amendment 4, also known as hometown democracy, because it would somehow create a more favorable development code for adult businesses. Prove it, he tells them.
I defy anyone here to tell me how hometown democracy would give any kind of advantage to adult businesses.
The famously sharp-tongued Rudner doesn't spend too much time on his own candidacy or his opponent, Democrat Janet Cruz, who was invited but wasn't there. Instead, Rudner says pro-business groups like the Chamber are mischaracterizing Amendment 4.
There's enough areas to build to double the population of the state of Florida without changing the comprehensive plan. Why do developers want to change the comprehensive plan? You can have your own opinion, but when you stoop to lying, your position can't be strong. Has your organization no pride?
He adds there are some disturbing examples of why electing representatives who can be swayed with developer dollars can bring on an environmental nightmare for the state.
Because it is so easy to change the comprehensive plan, we now have a new crisis. As reported by the St. Pete Times this morning, orange groves are abandoned and causing disease because they were bought by speculators to flip for profit. Because it is so easy to change the comp plan by bribing county commissioners with campaign contributions. That's another reason we need Amendment 4 to control sprawl and development.
April Schiff is a Republican activist and the head of the South Tampa Chamber's political activities. She defends her group's stance on Amendment 4, which would require a referendum on every proposed change to a community's comprehensive land use plan.
Amendment 4 will be bad for business, bad for the economy, and bad for the state of Florida because it will impose greater restrictions. If you look at where it's been in place before, it's not been a successful economy at all.
Schiff also defends the chamber's claims about Rudner and Amendment 4.
I mean, everybody has a right to express their own opinions, and if that's how he feels it is, it's unfortunate, I think, that he did it in this setting, but I won't hold it against him, and I think that this organization has been forthright and honest in all their dealings on the amendments and the candidates that they've done.
Rudner isn't the only independent candidate at today's forum. Two people aiming for the state cabinet also show up to state their cases. One is Thad Hamilton, who was running for Commissioner of Agriculture and Consumer Affairs. He faces Republican Adam Putnam, Democrat Scott Maddox, and Tea Partier Ira Chester. He says he brings far more experience to the table than anyone else on the ballot.
I was born and raised on a farm in Arkansas. I have a degree in agriculture, and I retired from the United States Department of Agriculture. I've been working at the local, state, and national level for 36 years. I am the only candidate with 40 years of experience in agriculture and environment.
A recent story in the South Florida Sun Sentinel highlights Hamilton as one of the few no-party candidates on this year's ballot that deserve more than a cursory glance. So why is Hamilton running without affiliation, and why in a year like this?
The parties are dividing the country, and we cannot move forward. We cannot afford to have the parties and the party bickering. We must have someone that's going to represent each and every citizen in the state of Florida.
Tom Stearns is one of four people running for state chief financial officer, the post that Democratic candidate for governor Alex Sink now holds. He faces Republican State Senator Jeff Atwater, Democratic former state legislator Loran Owsley, and independent candidate Ken Matzey. Stearns says he's been putting a lot of miles on his car.
I have been driving around Florida, driven about 15,000 miles. I've been to approximately 110 events, and I have yet to meet anybody running for this office. I think that says a lot.
Asked how the discovery of rampant errors on foreclosure forms might affect Florida's housing recovery and what the state can do about it, he says a further slowdown is inevitable. But he says that while the CFO can't do anything about the current issue, he or she can help prevent future crises.
We're going to need more oversight of the, and again, the federal government has attempted to do that, and how successful they're going to be, I don't know. But we've got to look for gaps and make sure that mortgages are clearly identified as to what property they belong to, and that they're filed appropriately, and keep our eye on the ball, or otherwise we're going to be back in the same boat again.
All three unaffiliated candidates decried party politics as bad for public policy. The polls show most non-party candidates having little chance of actually winning the offices for which they're running, save, maybe, for Charlie Crist. But if nothing else, their campaigns, if not their presence on this year's ballot, might make more voters question the two-party system. From South Tampa, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.